Raiders. It's Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger. And you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. So is the bird. Hey, Rob, how are you tonight, buddy?
Good, man, good.
I can recognize its voice now.
Yeah,
I know that
which
it's your
one?
Bird. Which one?
I got two of them. They look exactly the same.
There's the only one that's talking right now, so that's the one I'm talking about. So,
all right.
Well, it's Thursday, and I'm going to start the weekend early, man. I'm not going to work tomorrow. I'm just going to take Independence Day and start it tomorrow. How's that sound?
Me too. 4-day weekend, buddy.
4-day weekend sounds good. I'm wishing I could get down and do some fishing. I got to figure that out. The clone is away at camp right now. He's out at the there's a place out east of here in Madison, Georgia, called the Charlie Elliott Wildlife Center, and they're doing a little bit of survival experience out there this week. Him and his buddies. So
cool.
DNR Rangers got him out there, showing him stuff to do in the woods and stuff like that. So. That's okay, because he was totally vegging out on the video games and all that stuff here for the summer. But so we got to go pick him up. All right. Yeah, no, man. Fry his little brain and stuff. Have to get him back into fishing. So, and just arriving on scene is Mark Landing Crew. How are you tonight, buddy?
I am doing excellent. I am home before 4.
Yeah! Well, let's see. There's... Where's the kids at? Where's the kids? Where'd the kids go? There they are. I just saw them. There we go, kids. They're a little slow tonight. Holy cow. And then we got this one. There it is. That's a
dude.
Sound, isn't it?
I'm already past that one. You should do like 3 or 4 of those. Just
three or four of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, your voice is kind of a little different octave there, man. So you're in the happy mode, I see.
Oh yeah.
and to our newest resident of Buzzard's Roost. Good evening, Kayla.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Well, sounds like Landing Crew's doing pretty good already.
I know. That's so funny. I noticed the tone in his voice also. I thought, man, he's in a good mood. He must have caught some pretty nice fish, but he's just drinking.
Yeah, he's just getting all fuzzy around the edges, so.
Drinking, catching fish, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm dying, Kayla. How'd you do last night?
You know what? I have been thinking about this show all freaking day because I was so pumped when I got off the phone last night. I sprinted from ear to ear, and I was going out. I was going to catch a 20-pound hybrid. And then my daughter, who was staying the night with her grandma, called me and said she misses me and she's coming home.
Oh.
And I know, right? I know. And I mean, what could I do? So I left the fishing gear out, and this morning we went down to the pond beside my house and I took her fishing. She caught a few crappie and I caught a bass about the size of my hand, so I guess it worked out. I'm going to go tonight.
All right.
That sounds good.
Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, you know, it's things happen, and got to take care of the babies. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not much you can do about that. I mean, come on. It's the babies. You got to take care of them. So, you know what? I put a new sound effect in here, and it's not showing up for some reason. Where'd it go? Hang on a sec. Let's see.
Are you using the studio feature?
Yeah. And I don't see some of it. All right, well, I did put one in here. Hold on, let me refresh the window. Hopefully it won't kick me out of the air. But so what I was going to do tonight, it's been about 4 weeks now for the Kayak Angler Choice Award nomination. And I've been going through them, you know, looking at them, and I'm kind of excited. It looks like everything's slowed down. We've had a total of about 60, 61 nomination forms. So I think that it's time to, like, stir some stuff up, let some folks know some of the nominations, you know, kind of whet their appetite and see if we can stir it up a little bit. We'll leave it open for a couple more weeks because actually I need to add in a couple of new categories. So I'm going to go through, let's see here. All right. Okay, so let's talk about some of the nominated kayaks of the year, all right? So let's see. And if you don't hear yours in, you need to go to www.surveymonkey.com/S/kayakfishing and put in your nomination because we're going to close the nominations here pretty soon and we're going to start voting on these. And I see that Mr. Yak Sushi is in the house. And we need to get him to help us out and put up a page with the nominees on. So anyways, these are in no particular order except maybe alphabetical. But, Kayla, what did you say? What kind of boat do you have?
Like, I have two ocean kayaks. I have the Prowler and the Scrambler.
Okay. Well, the Scrambler has not been nominated as the best kayak of the year. But
well, I'll go do that then. The Prowler is a really nice kayak, though.
The Ocean Kayak Trident 13 has been nominated for Kayak of the Year.
Nice, I have that.
But that's the only ocean kayak. You think that's interesting, Rob?
Yeah, it's not a bad boat.
No, I mean, that's the only ocean kayak on the list.
I'm surprised, because it's a pretty popular brand as far as, you know,
yeah,
people use them a lot. I see a lot of them on the water.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Maybe
all right, take
even
a guess.
You have one.
I do. I have one. Take a guess at another boat that might have been nominated.
Me?
Yeah.
I was guessing that the Hobie, you know, the Hobies and the Natives were going to be big. So I'm going to say a Hobie Outback. That
you would be correct,
popular
sir.
Boat. Yeah.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
In fact,
and
I think
Native Ultimate.
I think we have one of every Hobie in the Mirage series has been nominated.
That's what I'm looking at. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then I see that Yak Sushi. Of course, he knows. He's the other guy that has been able to see. So he's spitting them all out. You know. The Tarpon series by Wilderness, the 120, 140, 160, the Commander 140, the Ride 135 have all been nominated as the best kayaks of the year. I hear landing crew giggling in the background there.
It's all about the ride, baby.
Yeah, yeah, so there you go. Just sit down and be quiet. All right.
Drink your beer.
All right, out of the Native Watercraft series, the The Ultimate 14-5, the Ultimate 14-5 Tandem, the Manta Ray 14, those are the only Ultimates that have been nominated. Any comment from the crew?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I was reading this website, and then we had this network meltdown at work. And it was about all of these, you know, some highfalutin kayak, you know, rate your kayak or something like that. And it was, you know, worldwide.
Right.
And I was really surprised to find out that it was that the Malibu series was number one on the list. And it was, you know, like the, I thought, wow, really? It outranked the Hobies and the Natives and everything. And, you know, the Hobies and Natives were down about fifth place, you know.
Right.
As far as, like, you know, and they're saying, you know, it was for fishing and diving. And everybody says that the Malibu Stealth series is like the best fishing and diving kayak you can get, apparently.
Right.
Can I comment on that?
Sure.
What's that? Okay.
She's going to smack you down, man. We're going to go WWE Smackdown over kayaks here.
All right.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was,
by all means.
When you asked what you thought the other ones would be, who else would be after the ocean kayaks, I was going to say Malibu kayaks, and my reasoning is, and the reason I would think maybe they would be picked by a bunch of people, is here they are a lot cheaper than any other boats.
The Malibus are?
So, yeah. Like, I could go to, there's a store called Dunham's in our mall here, and you can go get one. You can just go pick one up. And I had to, it took me like 3 weeks to get my kayak, and they cost a lot more money than the Malibus do. So I thought maybe a lot more people would go get a Malibu kayak because they don't cost as much. So then they love their kayak. And
actually, it's the opposite.
Very nice or not?
No.
It's the opposite here. My Stealth costs a little bit more than like a Trident 13 or something like that, you know,
right.
Something comparable. You know, it's probably about $100 more than an Ocean. Because, you know, I shopped around. I did some homework on it, you know,
mm-hmm.
before I chose that. But
right.
Yeah, as far as the, I thought that the, I was really surprised. I'm really surprised to find out that there's only one Ocean in there.
Yeah.
And I figured the Hobies and the Natives would, you know, run the table on that.
Mm-hmm. Let me say hello to Dino Bowling. He just popped in. Hey, Dino, how are you tonight, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Good, man.
Hey.
We're just kind of going over the Kayak Angler Choice Award nominations. I'm revealing a few here, and we're talking about some of the kayaks that have been nominated by our kayak fishing anglers out there.
Oh, okay.
And
how many Hobie fans they got?
Well, right now we're just doing the nominations, but we got one of each of the Mirage Drives nominated.
Okay.
So, and then the Ultimates to review, the Ultimate 14-5 Tandem, the 14-5 Solo, and the Manta Rays have been nominated. Yeah. Only one Ocean kayak. That was our point of discussion right there. Only one OK was nominated, and it was the Trident 13. The Tarpons, the 121, 41, 60 have all been nominated. The Ride 135 and the Commander 140 have been nominated. And then they were just chatting about Malibus. Only one Malibu has been nominated. That would be, what do you think? What do you think the most popular Malibu would be?
I would say the Stealth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
It was it, the only one that's been nominated is X Factor.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
And then two Diablo paddle sport boats, the Adios and the Chupacabra, have been nominated. And, of course, the Jackson Cusa has been nominated.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
All those river bassing guys, right?
Right.
And then here is one that I found interesting, but the Pelican Castaway 116.
Really?
Yep. But you know what? It's an inexpensive boat that people can get into, and that's what sport's about, right?
That's right. Exactly.
I mean, not everybody's got, you know, as well off as you, man, and can have six Hobies, you know?
Oh, here we go. I wish that was the case. Yeah. No doubt. Dude, my first boat was an Emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Emotions are, they were.
And I still fish out of it.
Yeah. Yak Sushi's in there. He's like he's taking picks at who might have nominated him. But now the other thing I find interesting is I chose the color of my kayaks. I generally have yellow kayaks. And the clone, he had the lime green X Fact or Mini X that is up in Kentucky right now. But he won the tarpon, and it's red. But I'm looking here at some of the colors and everything, and Kayla just dropped off. But she'll be back, I'm sure. But interesting enough, only one, you know, because I asked folks to put in what they thought might be the best, you know, just their color, because I just wanted to know what colors people like. So, red in the Tarpon 120 and red in the Hobie Adventure. But everything else is generally green or camouflage. I'm sorry, there was red mentioned in the New Canoe 12. The New Canoe 12 and 10 were both nominated. But everything else is in like a... Well, the somebody with the Wilderness Systems Tarpon 160 nominated and said their favorite color was yellow on it. But everything else is kind of like green and on. If anyone listened to the Landing Cruise show last night, Chad Hoover was on, took a deep breath and talked for he's just a real shy guy.
Very shy.
Yeah, so, you know, and Mark was just having to dig information out of the guy. But,
you can't shut him.
I'm being facetious, man. No, he gave everybody some good info and stuff, but he talks about, you know, he likes to use a camouflage boat. So, that's generally all the colors and everything. So that's what we're looking at for the kayaks. If you're out there listening, if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't yet gone to surveymonkey.com/S/kayakfishing and nominated your favorite kayak for the year, you got a couple more weeks before we open it up for voting. But if you haven't heard the one you think is the best, then get in there and nominate it. So let's see what else we can look at here. I'm not going to go to the guides because I gotta check. I gotta call them and make sure that they're okay with me using their names. And there's a lot of fans out there, a lot of fans, because I had to eliminate some names because some of our fans just thought they just didn't want to go by the rules and nominated somebody either from YakAngler.com or voted for YakAngler.com as the best forum, or voted for one of the kayak fishing radio crew. And so we can't be nominated, and we don't do any nominations. None of us have put in these nominations. These are all coming from folks out there on the streets in their kayaks telling us what they have. So Mark has put the link up there. So, but let's look at some of the forums that have popped up. Hey, Georgia Kayak Fishing was nominated. That's one of the best kayak fishing forums.
Sweet.
Coastal Georgia Kayak Fishing.
Huh.
Bloody Decks Kayak Fishing.
Woohoo.
Big Water's Edge. Aquahunters.com. Jack's Kayak Fishing made the list. KBF. Kayak Fishing Stuff. Maryland Kayak Fishing, Michigan Kayak Fishing, New England Kayak Fishing, Northwest Kayak Anglers, the Pirates of Lynnhaven.org,
yay.
Southwest Florida Kayak Anglers Association, SWFKAA, has made it. Surf Talk and Stripers Online, we'll have to check that one, make sure that it's all kayak fishing. Texas Kayak Fishermen made the list. And, TKAA, who is that? Tex? Is that
Tidewater Tex? Kayak Anglers Association.
There you go. You got it, man. So those are on the list, and I had to take off about 15 nominations for YakAngler.com. So, but YakAngler.com is not qualified. They are one of the counters and one of the supporters of the event. So, and yes, Sushi just said Rob had. Rob had a couple of Yak Angler of the Year votes. You've got some fans out there, Rob, the Bad Bat cast.
I think that's funny. I'm and flattered, then, but I just think that's funny.
Who did you pay?
Right.
Did you buy somebody a hamburger the other day?
No.
Now we put up like a kayak fishing magazine or journal. And I know that I knew personally that there were two out there. And they both have been nominated. Our friends at Kayak Angler Magazine and also our friends up at Kayak Fisherman Magazine. And kayakfishingmagazine.net. One that I didn't know of is Kayak Fisherman Magazine, kayakfishermanmag.com. I did not know that there was another kayak fishing journal out there. So
is it American or is it like a maybe an overseas thing or something?
I don't know. Check it out. www.kayakfishermanmag.com.
Fisherman Mag?
Yep. All one word, kayakfishermanmag.com. So those are the three journals, and we wish them all the best of luck when we open up the voting. If you know of another one, get it to us. We want to know. And Yak Angler was also nominated in that category but had to be disqualified. So, Yak Sushi said he thinks they're in Cali. I think so, too. Let's take a look at some of the products of the year. Boomerang pliers. Anybody got a set of those? I think they have a built-in retractor on them.
Isn't that kind of like a multi-tool for fishing?
I think so, yeah. I think actually Yak Sushi or Adam, one of those, just did a review on Boomerang system there on YakAngler.com. But Boomerang pliers have been nominated as one of the most innovative products of the year. Yeah, Mark just said he got some in the chat room for prizes for the rigged kayak contest. Here's one that I think we talked about. I think I talked about it before, but the Fish Grip has been nominated, and I got to find out who is actually the manufacturer of the Fish Grip, because I got three different locations for it. United Plastic Molders, Norton Brass Rattler, Division of United Plastic Molders, and then somebody else, the Fish Grip and More. So maybe they're all the same, but I'll have to check it out. I'm going to notify all these people that they've been nominated. Let's see. And Yak Sushi just put up a link in the chat room there. The second annual Rigged Kayak Photo Contest is going on right now at yakangler.com. So check them out and take a picture of your yak all rigged out and put it up there.
Yet,
say again?
You sent yours in yet?
No. No, I sent my picture in for a little fish and it didn't win, so I'm mad. No. Norton Brass Rattler is what Yak Sushi is saying, is the actual makers of the fish grip. Okay, so here's another one. Freedom Hawk 14 as an innovative product for our first year here at Kayak Angler Choice Award, the Freedom Hawk 14. The Gen 2 freezer shirts by Columbia have been nominated. That one there, keeping in mind that what we're looking at here is, you know, products and innovations for kayak fishing. I think we might have to talk about that one to see if it makes the cut. It's not really specific for kayak fishing. Neither are the pliers or the fish grips, but all right, we'll let it go. Someone did nominate the Hobie Mirage Drive as a most amazing product ever, all caps, ever.
That wasn't me, by the way.
Okay. Hummingbird transducer mounts. I guess they're talking about the ones that go through the scupper plugs and the OKs, which that is pretty cool, and I don't understand why other kayak manufacturers don't do that.
They also make the stick-on.
Yes.
You know, going to the bottom of the kayaks, too. So.
That could be it. So if you're out there and you're the one who nominated the Hummingbird transducer mount, let me know. Send me an email at chip@kayakfishingradio.com, and let me know if you meant the scupper mount or the transducer mount as far as the kit, maybe, the kayak kit to mount it inside with the goop and all that kind of stuff. So let's see. The Johnny Bar by Mad Frog Gear has been nominated as innovative product for kayak fishing for this year. The Mod Pod for Trident Kayaks. What's a Mod Pod, or are we talking about Rod Pod?
I believe that's what they call it.
Is the Mod Pod?
Yeah, because you can modify them any way you want to, is their whole idea.
Oh, okay.
Man, it got like the Scotty Rod Holder.
Oh, I think, yeah, that's the new
Scotty
one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Randy was showing me one of them a while back.
It's got the built-in slots and everything.
Yeah,
I think they saw that the one that Isaac had modified himself, and so he should have patented that one. And Sushi's saying it's a cover for the center hatch. Okay, so the Mod Pod cover. All right. The Silent Traction System by Harmony. Snapshot Ruler. What's a Snapshot Ruler? Anybody know?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool little whammy done right there. It's got a it's a ruler.
Whoa. What spell that word you just used?
The whammy dine. Well, the whammy dine is the cool guy issue of what you need. So you always need a whammy dine. I got a cool whammy dine on my boat right now. So, but anyway, it's a ruler.
Type that into the chat room. I think you've had too many beers.
It's the opposite of a
Sweetwater.
Oh, a Whamby Dine. Okay. WAMBYDINE. Whamby Dine. All right.
Yeah. It's a Whamby Dine.
So, okay. So, what is this snapshot ruler?
Think of like the fish ruler.
Uh-huh.
How
right.
At the very end, you have the spot where you put the nose of the fish against there. Well, there's
uh-huh.
a notch right there that you can put your boga grip through, and it
uh-huh.
holds the fish up. So, when you take your picture, your fish is sticking up vertically. So no matter what, you get a perfect picture of your fish
okay.
with you in the picture too. Instead of trying to, you know, take a picture from, you know, holding your camera way up in the air.
Ah, okay.
You know, getting a perfect picture.
All right, well, that sounds pretty cool. The VisiCarbon Pro, that is a great product there. And the Yak Daddy Slider, one of your friends, Mark.
Woohoo!
So those are the current nominations for kayak fishing products for this year. Okay. And Jack Sushi's in there, and he says, the winner of the rigged kayak photo contest will win a snapshot ruler, boomerang snips, and a fish grip. Say that three times fast. So that's very cool. All right. Let me see what else we can go here. We asked folks to nominate their favorite kayak fishing tournament. And these are some great ones. I know there's the annual Fish for Charity Kayak Fishing Tournament hosted by TKAA.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. That might break, I think last year there was over 300 anglers.
Right.
300 plus. I think it might break the Jack's Bay and Jamaica Bay tournament this year.
Right.
In number of submissions.
And Dynamic Duo, it has Bill Howard's name as the coordinator. I didn't know that. The Forgotten Coast Kayak Fishing Tournament, which is a good one. That's one that I think Super puts on, isn't it, Dino? That for the to support the Meals on Wheels.
Yep, I do believe so.
Good event there.
Yep.
Irish Water Dogs Invitational has made it. Dave McDade's group there.
That's another some good folks right there too.
Another bunch of good folks. The Jacksonville Classic, one of the big daddies of kayak fishing tournament. That one was nominated quite a few times. Kayak Wars. We didn't rule out virtual tournaments such as Kayak Wars or Kayak Bass Fishing, so Kayak Wars made it on. Makahiki by Aqua Hunters. So they were nominated. The Oregon Rockfish Classic, some of the folks out there by Isaac. That's a big one out there. The Paddle Fishing Tournament Series. And Pirates of Lynnhaven Angler of the Year Race.
That's a cool one there.
Yeah? What do they do there?
They have monthly little tournaments Smoke and Croaker. You know, catching the biggest croaker. They had a cane pole tournament one year, which is really cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, each person got a cane pole, and you had to go after redfish. And that was the only fish you go after. And at the end of the tournament, it's not as many redfish as you caught. It's how much cane pole you had left.
I like that.
Awesome, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But they tally up all the points, and they use a little point system. And then, you know, and it's pretty cheap to enter one of the tournaments. I think it was only like $15, $20. You know, and everyone gets out there. Everyone has fun. Everyone comes back, you know, razzes each other and just has a good time. And at the end of the year, they have one big tournament, you know, where everyone gets together. And I probably just lost everyone, didn't I?
No, you're still here.
No? Oh.
You're still on.
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry. And then, you know, they take the – because they like, triple the points for the final tournament. So it gives everyone a chance, you know, if the guy who's in first has a bad day and the guy who's last has an excellent day, the guy who's last can become first. It's the race. So definitely very cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And I was just reading in the chat room there, catching up. Yak Sushi said the dynamic duo there – that's the two lure fishing tournament that Bill does, where you get two lures and that's all you get to fish with. So similar to your Pirates of Lynnhaven there. The River Bassin Tournament Trail has been nominated. The kayak division of Salmonorama.
Cool.
Let's see, I think we already said TKAA Charity Tournament. And let's see, who else we got here? Tropic Bay Kayak Fishing Classic. So, Captain Pat's group. And that's it for tournaments. So, again, if you're listening out there, if you're listening to the podcast this week, and you didn't hear your favorite tournament, get on the site, either yakangler.com. There's a link there. There's a link on Kayak Fishing Radio, and there's a link on A Bad Backcast. And get on there and give us your favorite, because we're only going to hold the nominations open for a couple more weeks. Fishing locations. All right, let's see here. Whoop. I've been chugging them Sweetwaters. I ain't chugging no Sweetwaters. I got me a Arnold Palmer here tonight. So, how about locations? I some people actually sent me like lat longs that I could just go out and fish their sweet. You know, here's a honey hole. Go ahead, fish it. Either that, or it was somebody who didn't like somebody and sent me their numbers, right? No. But, okay, Depot Bay, Oregon. I've not fished there, but I'm sure it's pretty good. Forgotten Coast, Big Bend area, Florida. That's pretty good, yeah. We got that Cedar Key and all that good stuff. So, Jacksonville, Florida. All right, let me see if I can say this one. Kiptopeka State Park, Kiptopeke, Kiptopeka State Park.
The concrete chips.
Yeah, okay.
I've heard of that.
Pretty good place up there around you somewhere, Mark?
Yeah, that's where we catch the cow bassillas in the wintertime.
Oh, the stripers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, it's good for tog and stuff, too, so.
Little Talbot Campground Ramp. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. It makes for a good slog at low tide.
So,
Fishing Chef said that's where they get the big reds and rockfish, so. Lower Chesapeake Bay. Matlica, Florida. Some of that southern salt. Matt Lachey, right? Matt Lachey, Florida. Mosquito Lagoon, Florida.
What?
The No Motor Zone, which is still part of the Mosquito Lagoon. Oahu, North Shore, Hawaii. Yak Sushi, you didn't put that in there, did you? Did you see the picture of the guy with the big Alua on Yak Angler? A big 84-pound Alua? And he pulled that baby in on his kayak. Holy crap. That's a reef donkey and a half, man. Okay. OEXHP. Sunset Beach. Not familiar. San Juan Islands, Washington. Snake Bite, Flamingo, Florida. South Texas. And then someplace called the Windmills. What do you think? Did we catch your favorite? I don't know. I don't know. Now, we added a block in there in case maybe we missed something. Do you think we missed anything, Dino?
Sounds pretty good so far.
Yeah. Well, there's some other categories that some people thought we missed. So there's a couple of them here. Best ambassador for the sport. Is that different than the kayak angler or kayak guide? What do you guys think?
Ambassador?
Yeah, the best ambassador for the sport. I don't know. I'll put it up and see if there's any nominations in the next 2 weeks. I'll add a line in the nomination form. The best non-commercial kayak site. I mean, we asked for forum. I don't know. The best
long commercial, would that be considered as a form?
That's what I'm thinking.
You've already got that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's more like your you know, like for around us, we have TKAA.org and PiratesOfLynnhaven.org. They're not commercial. They're
nonprofits.
Thank you.
So, you know, Georgia Kayak Fishing is a nonprofit,
yeah,
as well as the Paddle for Tomorrow. So, and then the next one was, I think it goes on the same line, community service, charity contributions, and sponsor. And they threw in their nomination there, the Georgia Kayak Fishing Foundation. So maybe we put in fishing foundations, philanthropic organizations, but I think, I don't know if that goes hand in hand with the organization. Maybe it is. Maybe they're talking about, we separate out the forum from the actual organization that's out there doing the program.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. I'm good with that.
You know, then it would, you know, encompass like Heroes on the Water, you know.
Right.
Casting for Recovery, things like that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to, I'll describe it as a community service, charitable organization, programmatic, kayak fishing related organization, something like that.
There you go.
Okay, and then how about favorite shop or retailer? And one of the examples is Hook One. I guess you could see, you know, Austin Kayak.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
Hook One. Kayak Fishing stuff used to sell stuff, but now they're just a forum. Who else? Okay, we could do that. We could go your favorite kayak fishing equipment retailer or something like that. I could go with that. Actually, they have like a 10-second delay. He's like, holy crap, that's a long description. Ack. Okay. How about, again, we got Kayak Fishing Ambassador. Kayak Fishing Blog of the Year. Kayak Fishing Blog. What do you think, Rob? You're a blogger.
I can't be nominated.
I know you can't be nominated, but there's
no. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, that sounds like a good category.
Is that a different? That's different than what we've got, right?
Yeah. It seems like it. It's, you know, a blog is different than a, you know, than a
forum
fishing
or something.
Website, I would think. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we got some folks that'll roll in there. Okay.
I'm taking it to, like, the best rod and reel setup for a yak.
Well,
is there anything for, like, general gear?
Well, we had that in for the most innovative product for kayak fishing, but not just general gear. No, nobody really put anything like gear, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess we could put your favorite kayak fishing rod and reel setup. It'd be interesting to see the difference, you know, how many people did more spinning rods and then folks that did bait casting, that kind of thing.
Well, that would be, you know, I think that's where I'd leave it, is a spinning, bait cast, and fly. Who does each?
Yeah.
You know, instead of saying, you know, what's your favorite rod and reel setup? Well, then you're going to get 5,000 different, you know.
Yeah,
well,
you're going to get
the Stratic I4 with the Daiwa, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so maybe just conventional versus spinning rod, that kind of thing. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, and then this one was sent in about photograph. It's what shows what we do. the
photography site, something like that.
Well, actually, it just says photograph. So do we? I mean,
you know,
I can't imagine going through, you know, a bunch of photographs, but. Is there,
but, you know, I think it's
site,
more
for like photography. Photography
or
site.
Like a favorite camera or something.
Right.
Or I think it's more towards, you know, that the kayak fishing picture that goes, you know, around every site, you know, that crazy one where the guy's holding, you know, like the ulu that the guy caught in Hawaii, you know, or that beautiful backdrop, you know, with the guy on the, you know, paddling. You know, things like that.
Or the video of Drew getting drowned by the goose. You know, that's
definitely
been all over the place, you know, so.
Right. Okay. We'll put it out there and see if somebody wants to submit it. Well, some media then, either photograph or video. And then the other one is Up and Coming Angler. Next generation of kayak anglers, conservationists, volunteers.
Huh.
So is there someone out there that's does it go along with their ambassador for the sport? Is it, I mean, it is one thing that we don't we need to emphasize more, and that's the youth in our sport. Because you get all the old farts like me and soccer dad there, David Minnick, in the chat room. So, and then, you know, the young guys just kind of get lost in the shuffle. But that's an interesting one. But I'm gonna add these on. Oh, and then the last one is the. I don't think you were nominated in this category, Rob, but the hottest kayak angler.
What?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Someone said that we should have the hottest kayak angler. Now, I seen a picture of David Minnick in a kayak when he was out there fishing about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he looked pretty damn hot. He was sweating and everything.
Well, we all know who's going to win that one. Of course, Dee has got that hands down, you know.
Well,
so.
Actually, she was not there was I don't know this lady – but I haven't said any personal names, there was a lady that was nominated who's been on the cover of some of the kayak fishing magazines. So the hottest kayak angler. We'd have to break out the did you see the girl they were talking about? Yeah, actually she's asking about it, yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we'd go with that one there or not. But interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. And I appreciate everybody who's spent the time and effort to send in their nominations. I didn't go through the kayak anglers and the kayak guides of the year, as I want to contact each and every one of those individuals and. Let them know that they've been nominated, make sure that they're willing to accept the nomination before I go, you know, just trying to protect the innocent here. So, but I will tell you that there are some good names on here, some folks that I've been able to fish with that I've seen their fishing, and you guys probably know quite a few of the names on here also. But so it's going to be a fight, and for folks to get votes and stuff. So, and interesting is that the system that we're using to capture the votes is I can see the IP address, so I'll only take 10 votes from an individual IP address. I think that's only fair. I think that's all they let you do for American Idol is 10 votes. So, but so who's this? Oh, they're talking about our hottest kayak fishing. So, all right. So that's interesting. And like I said, we're gonna leave the nomination system up for a couple more weeks. We're gonna try to get a page set up on either yakangler.com or Kayak Fishing Radio, where you can take a look at the nominations. And as I'm able to ask the individuals who have been nominated for Kayak Angler Guide of the Year and the Kayak Anglers of the Year, if they're willing to accept their nominations, we'll put their names up also. So if you're if you didn't hear tonight one that you think is your favorite, if you don't see once we put them up on the website, those will still got some time left to get your nominations in. That's www.surveymonkey.com/s/kayak fishing. And you can let us know who you think is the best and the brightest in our sport. So, but the big news for tonight, though, is, hang on, let me see here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had a huge month. This is the last day of June. And I'm just going to tell you right now that I'm so happy with Kayak Fishing Radio and all of you listeners out there. We have a banner month this month. The graph is just gone through the roof for June. As of 8 o'clock this evening, we had, for a total of live and downloads for our podcast this month, 2,072 listeners of...
Wow.
Yep, 2,072. We broke the 2,000 mark. We have had, and this doesn't include tonight's or last night's show. I don't know what happened to the Mid-Atlantic show. But we've had 289 live listeners this month. I mean, that's almost double of any of our previous months for live listeners. And the archives of almost 1,800, so...
It's all those fantastic prize packs, Chip.
That's it, man. And the swag that Mark has given away. And I don't know if you guys listened to the show last night, but towards the end of the show there, Kayla was just so bubbly and overwhelming towards the guest speaker there, Chad Hoover. He gave her a free bass pass, which is about $175, so that she could finish out the year and compete on kayak bass fishing. So that was pretty generous of him, and we thank him for that. And we hope that we lost Dino. Sorry, Dino. Where'd you go? But Greg Becker has jumped in and take the place. You're it.
I'm it?
You're it.
That's way too much pressure for me, man.
Okay. All right. So... Yeah, so have you been listening?
No, unfortunately, man. I just got on. I had to go out and deal with a neighborhood issue with Junior Fly Reel and a couple other guys, but I wanted to jump in before the end of the show, try to push those last-minute, last-night numbers up for the month of June.
Did you hear that? I mean,
yeah, I did. That's awesome.
2,000. Over 2,000.
That is amazing.
I'm so proud. It's like,
I think,
you know,
we've been... You know, I was looking at the numbers the other day, Chip, and it's like ever since you switched over to Blog Talk Radio, it's like the numbers have been going up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
So it's slowly growing. It
I
seems like
so.
Every month it's more and more, you know, by a couple of hundred listens, you know.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
And we may be expanding to an extra night in the week. We haven't confirmed that yet with the... with a new prospective host, but we might add another night to the week so that you guys who love to waste your time listening to people talk about kayak fishing can do it even more. So, but yeah, I thought that was I'm just real happy about that. The numbers have been steadied up, and I'm real happy about that. So, and actually, we are approaching the big 10,000 for our total since joining, broadcasting off of Blog Talk Radio. We're at 9,260 now since January of 2011. So I wish there was a way I could figure out who our 10,000th listener was. So, but I don't think it gives. I don't think I can get that granular in the data. So, but most of the listens and downloads and all come from browsers. We're getting about a quarter of the folks are accessing us through iTunes. Smartphones are up there just about the same. They break out. I guess iTunes is not a smartphone, but pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So thanks to my other hosts there for the rest of the week. Isaac's not on tonight, but he does a good job there on the West Coast. Landing crew. What are you whistling about there, Mark?
Eggleby. Sorry if I don't know your name, homie.
LGB. LGB. LGB.
Okay. I get it now. sorry.
My girlfriend was so skinny she swallowed an olive. Three men left town. Did you get that one? Did you get that one there, Jarhead?
Wow. Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Jeez.
All right.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he's saying we can take those numbers to the advertisers. Yeah. Well, we build it and they will come. So, start giving away kayaks here one day. But anyways, so we're about through our hour for this evening, and I'm ready to get started on the weekend myself. So, Rob, are you going fishing this weekend, man?
Yeah, going back tonight, tomorrow night, and I'm hoping Greg Becker is going to join us. We're fishing a new area right there, new series of it's a neighborhood full of docks and lights and all that stuff. So hopefully the weather holds, and I might get to go multiple nights. I'm not sure yet. It's all based on the weather. I want to go out there and become a lightning rod, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So all of this Tropical Storm Arlene is generating a lot of
rain. She's going the other way, though, right?
Yeah, but it's still shooting a lot of stuff. There's either something else, like this other wad of, you know, moisture out there, and it just keeps, you know, stuff's coming off of the Gulf.
Okay.
You know, on a pretty regular basis. So normally this time of year, you know, we get the East Coast, the sea breeze coming in, and it mixes with the East Coast, and, you know, you get your 4 o'clock thunderstorms, but now lately this week they've been coming out, you know, coming on, off the Gulf of Mexico. So, got to keep an eye on that stuff, man.
Right. All right. Cool. And did you see Sushi there said he's going to be down there in August? So,
come on down, man.
Yeah.
Let me know.
His parents are down there, so.
Let me know. Come on down. Anytime, man.
And you know, he does look a little like Jim Cantore there.
Who's that?
You. If you put a little.
I got a better haircut than that guy.
I think you both have about the same amount of hair. All right. Landy Crew, what about you, man?
This should be the last weekend that. I just punched my daughter in the face by accident.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
That's right.
Exactly. my last weekend of being Mr. Mom, so, enjoying the 4th of July weekend with the kiddies. Might take them down to the pier and have some fun. But we'll see.
All right.
Mostly just enjoying the weather.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, and, be safe out there. What's up, Rob?
Kayla said to tell you that she had to leave because her daughter wouldn't get out of the car because she wanted to go fishing.
Would she send you a text?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to tell Lanny Crew the better story is quit running around in circles or I'll nail your other foot to the ground. Okay. All right. Mr. Becker, how about yourself, man? Or is the events outside in the neighborhood, is Junior Fly Reel on restriction now?
No, actually, he was on the good end of the stick on this one.
Okay.
Much to my surprise and the other folks' chagrin. No,
tagging the neighbors' cars and stuff?
No. A couple guys tried to grab hold of them, and that didn't work out well for them, but that's beside the point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if tomorrow night's going to work with Rob and the crew. I'd like to think it would, but from what I've heard about their Rob's success dock fishing, I'm hoping it's turned around the other way, or it might just be a nice paddle in the dark. We're going to try and get the wife out at some point on Tampa Bay this weekend, maybe rent a canoe or find a tandem kayak or something and get her out a little bit, because it's been pointed out that Junior Fly Reel and I have been spending a lot of time on Tampa Bay, and that same opportunity's not been extended to her.
You better get her own boat, man.
Well, the challenge is she's got a pretty bad neck and shoulder problem. So I said this the other night, but I'd have to get something that was light enough that I could tow it for an hour and a half after the first 20 minutes we were out.
Now, see, you got to think out of the box, man. You get her the Hobie Sport, and she can tow you.
Or an OK.
You know, brother, I
Sport.
Like the way you think. I like the way you think.
Yeah, the Hobie Sport. It's a little 10-footer, man. Got that Mirage drive. You put those turbo fins on, she can tow you and Junior Fly Reel when you guys get tired.
There you go.
Or jump on Island Hopper outboards and pick up a trolling motor.
Yeah, there you go.
Get one of those torques for her.
Yeah, the Ocean Torque is supposed to be nice. I looked at one of those before I came down here from New York and decided I just couldn't put it on the car, but...
Yeah, you need a couple of folks to help you load that thing. Ortiz had one.
Yeah.
And it was a very small battery, but it was like a chunk of... I mean, it was... I swear that thing must have weighed 40 pounds, that little battery.
Every bit of it.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. The motor pod is pretty heavy, and it just wasn't the option at the time. But then hopefully Monday morning on the 4th, maybe getting out. Go ahead.
You think that small of a battery wouldn't pack that much juice, but he said that, you know, he used it all day at the Goon and up at the Boondoggle and stuff, and he said he never got past half strength on that thing. So that's packed some power, man.
Yeah, that's why it's so dense and heavy. That new battery technology is pretty amazing. So.
Yeah, and then hopefully, with any luck, the weather will hold out, and the morning of the 4th, we'll get out with Haywood and some other folks on the bay for a little while.
Awesome. Well, if you see him, tell him we miss him, because I know he's been down sick the past few days.
Yeah, he's been a bit under the weather. Saw a picture on Facebook, for those of you who friended him, that looks like he had to shave part of his... part of his goatee off, so there were just so many comments, I decided to just keep my fingers off the keyboard and let go.
Yeah, and he's got a cute little dog now, a new dog, so. All right, well, that's pretty much it for tonight, and again, we've had a great month here at Kayak Fishing Radio. I want to thank all of our listeners, all the folks that will be listening to the podcast, all of you folks there. Let me run through the chat room here real quick and say hello to Brett Allen, another one of our Georgia kayak fishing buddies, Daryl A2A and LGB and the Fishing Chef, Greg Crisp is in there, and Yak Sushi from yakangler.com. Make sure you visit them, yakangler.com, badbackcast.com. Check out our Facebook page at Kayak Fishing Radio. Sometimes we do some tweets on Kayak Fish In Radio on Twitter. But let's see. He's off to second to the 10, going to fish. All right. I know the the hammerhead is fixing to be fishing straight for about 10 days. So
Sunny Lake George.
Yeah, so we look forward to some interesting reports from him. All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight. You guys, tight lines, take a kid fishing, and we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot, folks. Where am I going out here? Yeah, how about a little real music? And we're gone. Good night.